Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
I am joined by two guests from the Biennale College Cinema selection. We have Rania Ardia and Daniel Garcia. Welcome, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Your film H is here at the Biennale College Cinema. Tell us a little bit about the college per se. So how did you guys meet? How did you get involved with the project? And how long has it taken you to get this far?
Sure. We actually met, it's been maybe 14 years now.
Wow.
I'm from Texas.
I wasn't expecting
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's a long time. From Texas, San Antonio, and Rania wound up for undergrad there. And we were in the same drawing class, art class, drawing class, and we struck up a friendship and a relationship. And then we started making movies together, and we haven't stopped since.
Fantastic. So, yeah. That's amazing. Rania?
About the college, we had the idea of H floating in the back of our heads, and we actually wanted to apply for the college the first year of the Biennale College, but we knew about it like a week before the deadline, and we thought, okay, we can't make it that fast.
Okay.
So we waited a year, and the project had developed a little more. And we put our application together and sent it in, and we were lucky to like get selected of the 12 that got selected.
Yeah,
for the first
round. It's 12. Yeah, congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And then from the 12, we were brought to Venice for 10 days, and we had mentors and met the other teams.
Wow.
And workshopped the idea, and then they sent us back for to our homes for 1 month.
Go develop.
Yeah. Well, we had 1 month to write the screenplay.
Wow.
And send it to them, and in a week they had picked 3 screenplays to fund, and we were lucky to be one of the 3 screenplays, and we had to start production, and that was in January where we got the money and we started production. We shot in March and April, posted the film till 5 days before the festival. And now we
That's Venice. Filmmaking, everybody. That's real hardcore filmmaking.
It was pretty fast.
We should never underestimate how difficult it is to make a film. Well, you know, congratulations on being one of the 12. That's
Thank
fantastic.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about H.
Yeah, so H is it could be called a science fiction drama. It basically follows two women, both named Helen. One is in her 60s and one is in her 30s. And it kind of, you know, the narrative kind of follows each of their respective kind of dives into madness. They're kind of both going crazy over the course of the film. In the aftermath of this strange, unexplainable meteor that has exploded over this town of Troy, New York, is where they live. So it's a very loose deconstruction and then reconstruction of the ideas and themes of Helen of Troy and some of, you know, Homeric kind of tales and myths.
So yeah. It's a tragedy.
Yeah, it is a tragedy indeed. you tortured me. No, I'm joking. For 90 minutes. I really like the idea of the parallel lives, the two Helens. And I have to say, the dolls freaked me out a little bit. There are these, I should explain to the audience, there are one of the characters has this fascination with dolls. They're life-like dolls. Mm-hmm. And they freak me out a little bit. And I was like, oh my goodness, please don't bring out the clowns now. I'll have to stop, you know, I'll have to leave the cinema. But no, it's as directors, as first time feature film directors, how difficult, what sort of personal challenges do you face, and what was your biggest challenge in getting this film made? You know, how did you get this to the big screen? What was the biggest thing that you remember as a challenge to you?
I think that, you know, for this particular film, we've made many films before. It's not our first feature either. So I think for this one, though, in particular, it was just the time crunch.
Because it's condensed.
Yeah,
yes.
And it was a very, you know, having the deadline. Deadlines are good, though. I mean, we're not saying we shouldn't have a deadline. But, you know, the film, films like these could, you know, you could use a couple more months just to kind of, you know, finesse things. But that was probably the hardest part. You know, we did film in the cold. It was a very cold winter in New York, and we were upstate New York, so it was a little colder, and that was a big
challenge
as well. I mean, it was, you know, a lot of times outside, you know, in the snow.
It's
like -16 degrees.
Not my idea of fun, I have to say.
neither was the crew having fun, because it was really tough work and it was really, really cold.
No, I can imagine.
So,
what's next for you now? What's the next bit of this process?
Now, you know, we see what happens with this film. Hopefully, a lot of good things happen. And,
sure, fingers
and that's
crossed.
Going to, you know, determine. We've got a bunch of, you know, a few different ideas in the works, and what happens with this film and where it goes and what it gets us is going to determine which one of those ideas we do next.
Okay.
So, Yeah.
Oh, well, I've got everything crossed for you. You can't see, but I have. thank you so much for joining us on Fred Film Radio. We have Rania Atia and Daniel Garcia, the writers and directors of H, that's in the Biennale College Cinema selection here at Venice. Good luck, guys. Enjoy the Venice experience.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.